That's right. And now, I'm going to have you take 5 deep breaths. And with every number I count, you take a deep breath. And with every time you exhale, you just relax more and more. It's just to get centered and still. 1, as you take that deep breath in, as you exhale, you set aside all the cares and worries of the day, the projects you're working on, the projects you're going to have to complete when this session's over, the things you got to do this afternoon, this evening, or maybe even you're thinking about tomorrow. 1, just set those aside. 2, you take another breath. And as you exhale, just let them go. And you put that project, the things that you're working on, off to the side. And you drop into your body. And you begin to feel centered and grounded. 3, just letting go more and more. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes, just letting yourself relax. Physically, mentally, emotionally, relaxing. 3, you begin to get in touch with that block, with that obstacle, with that fear, whatever it is that you've been working on. You begin to find it at 3 and 4 in your body. Just notice it. And it's there whenever you think about this thing that maybe you need to do, and then you, maybe I can't. There's a fear, you feel trepidation, you come up with an excuse. 4 and 5, just let go. And now this is the perfect place to be. And now what I'd like you to do is look, really look at this block. And as you do, notice in your body where it is. What color is it? What shape? What sound? What, you notice the feeling. And as you do, you ask its name. You ask its name. And when you get a name, you repeat it. And if it clicks, if it fits, you feel that feeling now. And then you ask by name, what is this about? What is this fear, this block, this apprehension? Mine was called darkness. What is this darkness trying to tell me? What is this about? And maybe it's staying safe. Maybe it's not taking a risk. Whatever it is, only you need to know. And it invites you, and you go inside it, and it goes inside you. You let it flow through and around you. You immerse yourself in it. And as you do, you get insights, maybe where it came from your childhood, from society, from the media. Maybe a one-time learning experience that doesn't make sense anymore, but at the time, it was impactful. And as you do, you can see what's underneath this fear, this block, this obstacle. That's right. And as you do, you see what it looks like, sounds like, and feels like. And you name this. And then when it clicks in, you drop into it and ask, is this it? And maybe, just maybe, you find it wasn't what you thought it was. Good. And you do this a couple more times. And at each level, you begin to think, what can I do to solve or resolve this right now? Is there anything else about this I need to know? Or was it just misinformation? Maybe I mislearned something. Sometimes things from our childhood, we just mislearned. We misheard. We interpreted it differently. And as all of this is going on, you keep reassuring that this is all for your highest good. Maybe you imagine a beautiful white or gold or pink or blue light coming down from the universe, bathing you in this whole experience as you're going inside yourself. Because only by releasing the darkness, the fear, the blocks, the obstacles, can you release it to the universe where it needs to go. Can you free yourself to be everything that you need to be? And so again, you ask at each level, what can I do now to solve, resolve, or fix this? Is there anything I need to do? Sometimes just doing this process clears it away with the sunshine of the soul, realizing it wasn't what I thought it was, which is empowering beyond belief. And finding out, is there anything else about this I need to know that might come up a little while later or block me in another way? And at each level, you reassure each part that you're resolving that it's for your highest good. That the universe, God, if you will, wants you to be happy, joyous, and free. That's right. That's right. Good. Good. That's right. Good. And now as you're doing this, you can let yourself figure out what you need to figure out in a way that will surprise and delight you. Many people have to go several layers deep. Some people just drop one or two. In some areas in your life, you may have to go deeper than in other areas. And sometimes it's surprising to find out what you need to find out. Because as you come in contact with your capacity inborn in you to choose out of all that you have at this moment, that which fits you well, you know there are things which are just no longer appropriate for you. They no longer fit who and what you are. So you can just let them go. Let them go. Let them go with a blessing. Because maybe they were there to keep you safe, to keep you secure, to keep you on track, whatever it was. And that's okay. Because as you let go of the fear and the apprehension and the anger and the resentment and all the blocks, all the darkness, the light can come in. And the light only takes a spark. A candle can light an entire room. And then you bring in more candles till the room's illuminated. But even one little light can lighten up the darkness. And as you enlighten your soul, your spirit, from those places that maybe have been in the darkness, for whatever reason, and again, there's no right, there's no wrong, there's no blame. It's just what was. Sometimes we mislearn things, and sometimes it was passed on because the other people didn't know any better. That's just what happens. So starting now and for the rest of your life, you feel very good in body, mind, and spirit because you're making these changes. Never again will you have any thought, or desire, or inclination to go backwards. That's right. That's right. Good. Now leaving all of this behind and coming back to now, what I'd like you to do is just take a nice deep breath. And as you exhale, I want you to think about something you absolutely love to do. You love to do. Whatever it is. Maybe it's a certain food you like to eat. Maybe it's an activity you like to do. Maybe it's going to a certain place you like to go to. But the thing, or whatever it is, you feel excited when you get to do it or experience it. Yes! Ooh, I can't wait! Yeah. You know, whatever that feeling is, it's that feeling of excitement and trepidation. Oh my God, I can't wait! Think about that thing that you absolutely love to do and feel that excitement. Notice that in your body. Get in touch with it. Touch it. See it. Hear it. Feel it. Smell it. Taste it. Touch it. This is excitement and motivation. Good. Now step into that feeling, bathe in it. Imagine just before you get to do that activity. You're so excited. You're so motivated. Yes. Good. Now what I want you to do is step in again. Feel that feeling. See, hear, and feel. Oh my God, it's so exciting. Now fade down what you see and what you hear. Just keep this feeling of excitement and trepidation, of excitement multiplied. Oh my God, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait. And then get an image of yourself doing your new morning ritual, like clockwork, like religiously, months and years. But as you see yourself doing it, feel this feeling of excitement. And as you see yourself doing the breathing and asking the better questions and making better statements, you also see a smile on your face. You don't know why, but there's a big smile on your face. Good. Now let your mind go blank. Now again, get that image of that thing you love to do. See, hear, and feel it. Step into it. Oh my God, you're so excited. You can't wait. Fade down what you see and hear. Keep that feeling of, oh! And then bring up that image of you months and years of doing your morning ritual every day with a huge smile on your face, hanging on to that feeling. Good. That's right. And now, one more time, let your mind go blank. Now, again, picture the excitement. You're going to do that activity. You feel that excitement. You're in the excitement. And now you bring up that image of you doing your morning ritual, your breathing exercise, you're asking the questions, you're making your statements. You feel wonderful with a big smile on your face. Good. Now let that drift away. And it goes years into the future. That's right. See it, hear it, feel it, smell it, taste it, touch it. Now imagine as you relax, before we come back, imagine a few months in the future, maybe a year. Maybe we're getting ready for the holidays of 2018. Yes, they come around again. But as you look back on this year, it seems different because you notice one of the things that changed is your ritual is religious to you. Your ritual is religious to you. You do it daily. And if for some reason you have to skip a day, you miss it. You feel bad. It's like not brushing your teeth, not showering. Blech. If you had to, when I travel internationally, sometimes it's, you know, 2 days before you can get a good hot shower. It feels bad. So the idea of not doing the ritual feels bad. But feels good. And you look back over the year and it became easier and easier and easier with every day that you did it. And now it's as easy as your heart beating or breathing. It's just part of who and what you are. You ask better questions. You take that moment. You plan your day. You picture the 3 or 4 things you want to get done today. You imagine getting them done. You ask better those better questions. You make better statements. You do the things you want to do. Good. That's right. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and bring you back. But you come back feeling better than before. 1, coming on up. 2, drifting to the surface. 3, wide awake, clear-headed and refreshed. 4, opening your eyes. And 5, all the way back. Good.